Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to other the host with the most, the CEO of WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Sometime they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, Love Guru, the man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, Dr. Lowe, let's make it happen.
We got to be blessed one more time. This is Hump Day, which is Wednesday, and we're so excited because when God gives us a chance to wake up in the morning and make it through a day, you have done part of his the plan to make it thus far, and whatever he has for you is and whatever you was able to accomplish is what he has planned for you. So we're so thankful. We're in the middle of the week, and a lot of people say because you're working on that five-day schedule from Monday through Friday, this is Hump Day. So if you get over this, you can move toward the weekend. So we're really excited. This is Tell the Truth on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. And we're so glad to come before you because we like to have this opportunity to really talk about some topics that really focus on today's life issues. We're in the holiday season. And on Monday, we talk about holiday memories. And I think we really had an awesome opportunity to laugh about some of the things that we experienced during the holiday. But we also wanted tonight to talk about a topic that maybe most of us have encountered, and we just might not say it, that being lonely for the holidays. Is that you? Will that be you? So we're going to offer you some ideals and some thoughts and some recommendations. Hopefully they'll work in line to carry you to the point where you're able to say, well, I have some things I'm going to do this holiday, and I'm going to make sure I'm not lonely. We have our awesome host with the most. So glad to have her with us. She just come from out of the great state of Texas, apparently. She was down in the great city, the beautiful city of Houston. Supporting her Cleveland Browns. This young lady hails from Ohio. Matter of fact, Cleveland, Ohio. If you want to get north, that's about as north you can get before you enter Canada. And she had the great opportunity to move down to the southern peninsula of Florida. And we're so glad to have her. She's a licensed social worker, along with a yoga instructor and a owner of a business, which is a yoga studio. I am so excited to have her as a part of this because truly she keeps us up and excited because I know she's out there putting the boots on the ground because she's among a lot of things that's happening. She has an opportunity to meet people. So without further ado, we want to truly introduce to some, present to others, the host with the most, none other than Lisa Levine. How you doing, Lisa?
Hey, Dr. Lowe, how are you?
Blessed, happy, excited for the holiday, because I'm a holiday person. I like Christmas, and I'm excited about this time, because we got out of school on the first, over at the university, so I just go back up and do a couple things. But truly having up until January the 11th. So we got quite a bit of time out during this holiday season. So we truly want to enjoy that. So I am so thankful and blessed to be here. And it's all about God's will. So our host with the most is ready to make it do what it do. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or your telephone. Ask for your location. Then you can chat with Lisa Levine and Lorenzo Smith. As we're talking about our title, What Do the Lonely Do for the Holiday Season? You can say that question, what do the lonely do for the holiday season? You also can check us out on the web link. That's blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You can email the show by emailing us WBSW Internet Talk Radio with the number 22 at gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. You can tweet the show at, you truly have that great opportunity, at WBSW_Internet_Talk_Radio, at the Smith Way Production, and at Lorenza B. Smith 15. And on Instagram, tonight we're broadcasting on one device tonight dealing with the Instagram, and that's the partners, that partnership we have with Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We're making a great effort to make sure we partner with organizations that are making a difference in the community. This weekend, they're having a holiday celebration. Give a shout-out to those brothers at Beta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama, and they're handling Beta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. So we thank them for taking an opportunity to be a part, and with them. From time to time, we're broadcasting. We also post on President Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, as well as Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. And if you want to check us out on demand, you have an opportunity to go check out all our shows. You can go to Facebook, you can go to Instagram, Twitter, Blog Talk Radio, LinkedIn, as well as have an opportunity to go to YouTube, television, and see some of our playbacks as well. So we're just really trying to offer an opportunity for you to be interactive. You would ask that question, well, I want to check it out, because we're going to focus on the real life issues here. We're going to focus on the holiday season. And the last thing before we get into our format is we want you to register for our giveaway. We have a giveaway that we're definitely going to do and give away on Saturday night.
Okay.
We have a three-night, 4-day trip to a hot Atlanta that we're going to be raffling off. So you need to get your name into us along with a means of transaction, Cash App, PayPal, or Venmo, along with Zelle, so you can be a part of this. And then for Christmas, you have a chance. We're talking about next week, because we don't want to be rolling during the week of Christmas, because everybody is moving around. If they're going to take time off, they'll take time. So next week, we'll be giving away our trip on next Thursday night, and that's the one to Cancun. That's our Christmas gift to you all. We're going to take care of the hotel. 5 nights and 6 days. You have to work that out about, you know, how you're going to handle your travel and everything and your amenities. But you need to get your name in, too. Lorenza D. Smith 15 at gmail.com. Again, Lorenza, Lorenza, D as in David, Smith 15 at gmail.com. So we look forward to making sure you register. We're excited to give away the trip to Las Vegas 2 weeks ago to Miss Sarah. She's Sarah, and she's Miss Audrey Stinson. She won that trip, and she's already processing, trying to get herself ready with her husband to go to Las Vegas. So we're excited about giving back. So we're doing our best to do it. And I read the host with the most lips. She said she wanted to go. So since she said that, I'm going to make sure I talk to the sponsor. Matter of fact, I'm going to see him tomorrow, Tristat LLC, and let him know we have a host that wants to go to the trip to Las Vegas, and we're going to work that out so she can get a trip to Las Vegas. So we're going to talk with him tomorrow, but we're giving away trips like that. You know, when people are part of this team that's giving themselves, and we got to be here to accommodate one another. So God is good. So we're going to work on that, the host with the most, so we can make sure you have that opportunity. We're also really excited about bringing this interactive format to 33 countries. That's WBSW Radio, the internet station, and we're number one. Our hashtag is make it do what it do, and that's what it's going to be all about. Let's take opportunity, Lisa, to look at why do the lonely I'm sorry, what do the lonely do for Christmas? But I'm sorry, for the holidays. But we're going to specifically, we're going to talk about the full holiday stint. Could have been for Thanksgiving. But we're going to look at Christmas. Then we have New Year's as well. So we're going to specifically talk about some things during the Christmas time. First of all, we have to look at that term of lonely. When are you able to place yourself in that category of lonely during the most exciting time for me? Others don't think so. It's Christmas is exciting. That's my holiday of the year. That you're now identified as being lonely. We want you to talk about that. And, you know, first of all, I just want to kind of say that I won't say you're lonely because you're just at home by yourself, because there are many things you can do, but to reach out, and we have to use some of those things that activity that we did during the pandemic. See, one thing about the pandemic allowed us to come into and be able to stay at home and spend time with our families, or even if we was by ourselves, we spent time probably virtual. We spent time on the internet. We spent time just sitting there movie binge, just watching movies. We did a lot of things that even though we was by ourselves, we really wasn't by ourselves because we had our spirit and our hearts excited. So let's think about that since that song came out many years ago, what did the lonely do at Christmas? Think about what you just went through. I know some of us don't want to go back through that, but you should learn from everything we experience in life. We should learn something from it and places in that bank of knowledge. So you gain knowledge. So being lonely, Lisa, you just want to share your thoughts in regards to that. I got people typing in.
Someone just made a comment, and I think, you know, there's different angles to look at this. One, you know, some people do feel lonely. They have losses. They've lost family members. They've lost friends. I know holidays have been challenging for me at times. I think I shared a little bit on Monday. You could be with a group of people and still feel lonely. You could be, maybe you just had a breakup or a divorce or somebody passed away. There's been so many deaths lately. I do think they feel like alone. You know, maybe they're missing that person, that relationship. Maybe their kids are away from them.
Yes.
That's how I'm defining, like, lonely. And I think I mentioned to you during COVID, you know, that's the first time in my life I wasn't with my parents, like, on my birthday. Always, my whole life. And that's something, I don't want to say I felt lonely, but I felt like something was missing. Like, I truly felt like something was missing. And I think people feel that way. Because you can be with 25 people and still feel like a void, a loneliness. I miss this person. I miss this tradition.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's harder for some people than others. And I think, you know, everyone processes things differently.
Exactly.
And I thought I was reading one of the comments, but, you know, the guy, he said, and that's his opinion. I don't think no one is ever lonely for the holidays, but a lot of people are not happy on holidays. They're just not. Like, you know, some people lost people on Christmas mm-hmm. Day. Some people lost people, like, around that time.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, my friend, we'll use her as an example, who my yoga program, her daughter died. And, you know, that's who Caitlin Ferrante, and that's who my program's named after. You don't think that's so lonely. She has mm-hmm. other children. But there's a loneliness because you don't have your child with you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it is hard for a lot of people, and we shouldn't judge. And series, right? I think everybody just handles things differently, and maybe some people want to be around a bunch of people, some people don't. I think you have to give people their space, set good boundaries, checking in on people. I think there's different things we can do, but yeah, I think everybody's going through something different, and I think this year is like the year where everybody's more so back together. Mm-hmm. But then there's some people telling me, you know what, I like to be with my immediate family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be around a bunch of people, and I also think some people, maybe they don't feel lonely, maybe they, through COVID, learned to do things on their own. They enjoy doing things alone. Some people want to have big parties. I think it just depends, but I do think holidays are reminders for many of us of losses. I mean, I know, you know, even with you, you guys had some multiple passings, you know, at one point, and
yes,
we miss people that we can't be with. We miss traditions.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I tell people just seize the moment and don't take things for granted, and try to tell people how you feel. Keep good people close to you. You never want to have a regret.
Yeah.
You know, and there's higher rates of suicide during this time of the
mm-hmm.
year.
Yeah.
And I think that's something we have to be, I am taking time off, but I will, you know, because I'm a therapist and I need to be on call if somebody isn't having a problem. But it's a difficult situation because, like I said, everyone's situation is different.
Exactly. And see, that's what we have to look at. When we say lonely,
yeah,
we just can assume that because you don't have anybody with you right then, or you have a bunch of people. Some people plan to go out for parties, and they still be don't. The reason they're going out to party is the fear of just sitting there being alone. So they are still lonely, but they're going out so they can be around people.
Around other people.
And that makes them feel like they're amongst people. I'm not going to say so much they fit in, because some of the things Lisa said in regards to thinking about family members. See how family members who's no longer here, and you say, I don't want to sit at home because I'm going to think about that. But when if this time of the year when your family came together, and those people who are was so important in the form of a mom or dad, then they are no longer on this earth. They are watching over us, because I truly believe God blessed them to be angels to watch over the children and their family. But you still may miss them because you will sit at that house and think about it. So you go out to these settings and thinking that that's going to cure the loneliness. Sometimes it don't. And you have to realize lonely is something you can adopt. I think you can adopt that as being a mean of a way of life sometimes. Because we're talking about the holidays, but what about the other 300 and, I'm going to just say 10 days of holidays, the 355 days that you are lonely? You can't eliminate it with 10 days. You have to be able to understand that when you become lonely, the reality is that I have something I need to address within me. I need to be doing things year-round. Like, for example, visiting family members. You don't have to just wait till the holiday, even though you may not be able to travel a long distance. You can do things virtually. You can call on the phone. I think we got away from, I can remember them days, Lisa, I know of a little bit more, you know, a couple years ahead of you, where Fifth would have the rotary phone, okay, the different kind of phone. And they would call the relatives, and everybody would just sit around the phone and just talk to the relative. That brought a closeness for you. And it eliminated a lot of time that sense of even being lonely, even though they're not there. They may say, okay, I may be talking long, I can hear their voice. I'm very, that keeps me excited. Because what a lot of time I believe eliminate loneliness is having joy and love and peace in your life. See, that we got to keep in mind. We have to work on the joy and the peace and the love in our life. Each individual has to do that. I can't truly bring that for you because we all have self wills that we have to focus on. So if we can continue to work on peace and joy and love year-round, even when the holidays come, you still will have that peace and joy and love in your life. And you could be sometime by yourself. That don't mean you're lonely.
Right. And I think I'm going to jump in. It's okay if you feel lonely or if you feel sad, because those are normal emotions. And I think we've all been there.
Yep.
You know, it's not like abnormal to feel that way. And I don't want anyone to think like that it's abnormal or that there's something wrong with you. It's an okay emotion to have. It's okay if you should reach out to people, you know, but it's a hard time, you know, for a lot of people. And it's okay, but he's right, like finding joy or abundance or starting new traditions even, or just thinking back on, look where we are in technology, Dr. Lowe. Now mm-hmm. you can save that messages.
Mm-hmm.
You can save them on your phone. You can take videos and save them. And, you know, my dad's so funny. I love him dearly. He always ruins pictures.
Okay.
So my mother said to him, you know, one day he won't be here. I'm like, oh, my God. So make her happy. But I make my family take pictures, and I think we're more better about doing that now, like, because those are memories and those are things we can look at. I think it's good even to make a video to send to somebody, hey, thinking about you. Hold all as well, you know, because that's something you can keep. Keep that in mind. I mean, I know people that save voicemail messages, you know, maybe their parent passed away. A friend of mine, her dad passed suddenly a couple years ago, but she had the voicemails.
Yeah.
And she played them for me. And, you know, I said, wow, if something told her to save them. I'm not sure what, but it's even things like that, because it's reminders of good times. And yeah, being grateful for the times that you did have with other people. But I do want to say to people, don't pass up opportunities. And even if you get invited somewhere, maybe try to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if it's for 30 minutes, or if you go and you're overwhelmed, go take a break, go sit outside, you know, because you know, most people know, you know, if you're having a hard time, it's okay to let people know this is a hard time of the year for me.
Exactly. Communication is important. That's why, one of the things about dealing with it is get connected. You know, communicate with individuals. Make sure you do that. Also, you know, be good to yourself during the holidays. People don't realize that. If you're good to yourself, you could be really excited as well as you could be good to others, because it's like you're serving, you know, gifts to yourself. You can serve others, because we have your love language. For some people, acts of service is, you know, is giving gifts. It is part of it. So what we have to do is be good to ourselves, you know, help others who might be lonely. You know, a lot of times we forget about our elderly. There are sometimes...
Yeah.
At those places or their homes or residents or wherever they are, alone.
Nursing homes.
Call them. Go by them and see. If you can't go by and see them, call them. They may not even be. See, the thing about it, because we move away, we may know someone who are elderly. We can just, you know, call, because a lot of our elderly people have adapted to cell phones too. If you have that number, call them. And I don't care if they got a flip phone, call them just to hear your voice.
Yeah, because a lot of them don't know how to work the computers or the Zoom or FaceTime even. So reaching out and calling, hey, you alone, we're having a get-together, or, hey, do you want to have a dinner? Do you want me to pick up food and sit with you? Mm-hmm. You know, and maybe this is the time, you know, I think, I don't know, for pandemic, post-pandemic, I don't know, but I say, here we are right now, present.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe start some new traditions or start doing some new, you know, we were talking Monday, what about driving around looking at the lights? I love looking at Christmas lights. I love Christmas trees. I just think it's happy.
Yes, it is.
Like, it's a happy, you know, it's a nice feeling. I know there's tree lighting going on down here right now. You know, even if you went by yourself, you're still in around people or stand on the outside to things or, so there's a lot of events going on everywhere. So.
And I could add to this, Lisa, fireworks show. You don't have to go, you don't have to literally go with someone to enjoy a fireworks show.
Cool.
See, you could be, no matter how you just go and you sit there and you watch, because I know locally, and even when I was down there, you know, the fireworks show, you know, was always good.
Yeah.
And sometimes visiting people, and they have fireworks shows out in the streets around their homes in the neighborhood. And they'll blow off enough fire. So if that gives you an opportunity not to feel totally lonely, and, you know, you'll have an opportunity to examine your feelings during that time, too. You know, how do I feel right now? Am I really, really, what mood I am in? What is causing me to have this mood?
Check yourself, yeah.
Yeah. So you have to make sure you do some things to allow you to really, really mature in the area of emotions. Because, you know, we're talking about well-being. This is a area particularly associated with well-being. And that's your mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being, along with financial. You have to worry about mature those areas. If you do that, then you have a tendency, even if you by yourself, you never by yourself during the holidays, because you'll have a way to keep yourself. And I want to give a shout-out to the individuals that are joining us on the different networks. We have Civic Chaos 1914, remember, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. We have Marvin Smith, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Beta Sigma chapter, joining us as well. He's the owner of Mary Ruth Restaurant down in Georgetown, our best southern cuisine that is down in Georgetown, Alabama, which is in South Central Alabama. Also, I want to give a shout-out to Lauren Forbes. She's
Hi, Lauren.
Lauren said, well, no, we take family photos every Christmas. So that's a memory. We were talking about holiday memories the other day. So we want to keep going with things, sharing things that's going to help us not fall into that category. Because, yes, when that song made many, many blue mills go, what do the lonely do at Christmas? That was some things we just shared with it. You know, be good to yourself. truly, you know, call other people. Call them. You know, go around, you know, check on the elderly. Go volunteer.
Volunteer, donate your time.
Donate your time. Be always connected to someone. Make sure you do that. And then one of the things I thought was so important, examine your feelings. You have to sit down and examine your feelings. We was talking a little bit about that. Take time. Examine what's going on with you. Because Lisa said this all the time, and I do appreciate her saying this, you know, the best relationship you can have is with yourself. If you're having a toxic relationship with yourself, you're going to stay lonely. I can guarantee.
That's what you're going to put out there.
You know, I can guarantee, because you're not happy with what's going on with you. So make sure you examine your feelings. How are you really feeling? You know, understand that feelings and emotions, but there's also reality. Never let the emotions and the feelings dictate the reality. No one say you want to experience emotions. Won't say you won't have feelings, but when it begins to dictate in a way that might be negative to reality, you have to check yourself sometimes. So that means you got to examine yourself to make sure you're on task. So that's
Check in with yourself. Check in with your, you know, something I started doing with the kids before yoga class We do a rating scale, 1 to 10. 10 being the best, 1 being, and you know what? It's actually been quite helpful. And then we do a meditation and we clear it out. I have a breathe in the good and I say exhale whatever went wrong today. And but it's teaching them to be aware of their bodies and their minds and where you're at. And that might be something good for people to do at home. Check in, see where you're at, what you're feeling, what didn't go right today. And then, you know, let that go. Send that out to the universe, because once it's over, it's over. It's in the past.
Exactly.
You know, and focusing on being present and just embracing what you have in that moment. And I really have been working a lot with the kids and with clients, mainly the kids, because they're, you know, trying to understand their own emotions right now. But just checking in to say, okay, today was kind of a five-ish day, and this didn't go right, but, you know, this afternoon is a new time, or tomorrow's a new day, looking forward to what tomorrow has to bring.
Exactly.
You know, if you put your mindset in those types of things, and don't, the other thing I wanted to say, don't anticipate the worst, and don't go into things with a negative effect. I don't want to be with this family member or this person. Because when you set that, that's what you put out there, that's what's going to come back to you. And not everybody likes their family members. We know that.
Yes.
But just try to be polite, because you don't know who's going to be here next year or who's not. Just be respectful. You don't have to sit by the person. But just some helpful hints, because you don't want to ever have regrets. You never want to be able to say, oh, my gosh, I didn't call them. I didn't check on them. We didn't spend time together. Celebrate the whole month. Celebrate into the first couple weeks of the new year, you know.
Exactly.
That's what Colleen and I are doing, because we're Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve birthday. So we decided we're going to have different celebrations. We kind of mapped out some of the things we'd like to do. Do things like that. Set a vision board. New goals, you know. There you go.
And see, that's what's so important. If you begin to, let's plan, and I said plan your life. Don't let someone else plan your life for you.
Right.
Because some people that you can even be close to, have feelings for, and sometimes they manipulate those feelings, and because they're in that ability, in that bidding war of controlling you. So
right.
What you have to do, you have to make sure you look at what's good for you. Plan for yourself during the holidays.
Right.
Even when you're not with your family, you might be in a distance. I take Lisa and maybe many of her friends and others. You know, you do things that work. Plan it. Doing a vision board. Sit down. Don't just use that one day as a day that you celebrate the holiday. You can celebrate the holidays all into the new year. Because we do have New Year Eve and New Year's Day. So you can continue on. Some people go way beyond that, which is nothing wrong with that. Just make sure we put a plan of action. Put it together to make sure that we can have a successful holiday season. It's not all about just Christmas Day. It's all about you may be lonely all year long. So you have to ask yourself, what causes holiday loneliness? Just remember, what causes? We have mentioned several things here, but we want you to be a part of it, too. You can call in and share your thoughts. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell.
Yeah.
And
something else.
Location. And making sure you can check, because Lisa, we're sharing. Lisa, go ahead, share.
Kind of like, I'm not a big Valentine's Day person, because I think it makes people feel bad. And I think I'm skipping a Valentine's Day. But you shouldn't feel bad, because and you don't have to be in a relationship. You don't have to be married. You don't. That's not something that's always going to bring you out of a lonely. You could be married and be lonely.
Mm.
So don't base your happiness on other people. Other people should be bringing happiness into your life. They should should have people, you know, and I've also said to people, clean house. If there's some negativity going on or negative energy or negative vibe, just remove it. Whether it's a person, a situation, you don't have to go off on people, but just keep your space clean. That's what I keep saying. That's what keeps coming to me. Clear your spaces out, but don't think that you have to, like, be with someone or, oh, my gosh, I'm not married anymore. That's not what it's all about. You know, having good friends and family and maybe have a special friend or maybe you just met someone or whatever it is, you know, direct your time into the right place and make sure you yourself, like what you were saying before, self-care. Because if you're not okay, you're not going to be okay around other people.
Exactly. And see, that's what we have to be able to work on, because it's all about you. You got to work on self. Because a lot of things go wrong with self. And we have to not just think about just the holidays. Prepare ourselves year-round so we can examine what's going on with us. And the thing is, what may cause, you know, loneliness during the holidays, that's a lot of things we mentioned earlier about death, losing a loved one that's no longer here. Even losing a marriage and no longer you're part of it. Losing a friend that you just thought you're going to be friends for life and you end up not being friends of life. So during the holiday, we never should spend our time focusing on loneliness.
Right.
We should be focusing on joy. We should be focusing on the peace. And focusing on love. See, but before we can do that, Lisa, we got to be able to identify it and be able to say what peace is and what it does for me. What love is what love does. What joy is what joy does. Once you begin to examine things like that, you have a great opportunity of not falling in these unpleasant moments. You'll have unpleasant emotions because it's all about during the holiday season, everybody going to tell you how you should operate during the holidays. Everybody's going to tell that. They're going to tell you where you should be going here, or you should do this, you should do that. But they don't understand your circumstances. You do. So make sure if that time come about and you feel that way, operate in the realm of reality.
Right.
And make sure you understand that all this has to do with emotional feelings and what is actually happening with you. Because, see, some people set high expectations during that time. They always say, well, I'm going to do this and can't nobody match my what I'm going to do for Christmas. I'm going to go out and buy and fill my whole room with my children, all the gifts I can buy. You know, and it's those high expectations that you kind of set for yourself, but set it when you giving yourself the medicine you need internally. Buying a whole lot of things do not give the medicine you need internally because your heart and soul need to be at peace. Your heart and soul must have love in it. Your heart and soul would experience by having peace and love, joy. So we have to kind of keep that, and let's not get caught up and worry about what caused where you are. Focus on a solution. Have a plan of action. Look at how I can make my holiday great. Some people are planning that this is what I'm going to do. Lisa just talked about her and Jolene talking about doing for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and doing being around vision boards and all of this is a plan. So it's not, no matter the distance away from your family member, wherever you may be, where you are now, is you take an opportunity to plan and have that plan put into action so you can have an awesome celebration. Because if you could be lonely during Christmas, you could be lonely during Valentine's. If you could be lonely during Valentine's, you could be lonely during when?
lonely through Easter. You could be lonely through Thanksgiving, 4th of July, because you're just lonely. And I see Lauren wrote something on here.
Yeah, that's pretty. You want to read it?
I said, she said, I'm giving gifts to the mailman and the sanitation. I went in with a group, and we adopted a family and purchased gifts for the family in need. And so you got to remember, that's what you have, that's giving back. That brings joy to someone, but it brings joy to you. So we have to always keep that in mind, that we're lonely because we allow loneliness to manifest during the holidays. Because everybody say how this time of the year, no one should be lonely. So it's a manifestation that you're dealing with. But keep in mind that when you plan, put the plan in action, it offsets all the other things that you might deal with. It might not work the first. That's why you always have a plan A, plan B. You don't always get stuff, because I'm a solution type of person. I don't focus on the problem. I look at what the solution can be, because that means if I can't get it one way, I'm going to try it another way. So the solution includes not just one plan to address loneliness. It allows me to work on it. So having a plan of action is awesome, and that's great, Lisa.
What's the next?
Okay. We talk about some coping things that we can do during the holiday, but in regards to coping with loneliness and your mental health, that's something needs to be truly addressed. When we talk about some of the things we talk about, and I talk about it here itself, I'm talking about your heart and soul, but your mental well-being is very important. Lisa, you're talking about loneliness and your mental health.
Mental health. I've had about 10 calls so far this week, and it's only Wednesday. And I anticipate, you know, which is good that people are reaching out. I think it's important, even if you don't have a therapist, there's other ways for people that you can connect with.
Mm-hmm.
And you should have people around you that sometimes I think people just need people to hear them. They need to be heard. And I think that's a big problem. People don't feel heard. And often what leads to suicide, like people are crying out for help and nobody's listening, or they don't feel heard. And I think, you know, right now the amount of anxiety, depression, both PTSD, and people really don't know how to cope with it.
Yep.
And they do feel alone, or they say, I don't want to ask for help. You know, I don't want to bother other people. They maybe don't have the wherewithal to say, this is what I need to do. I'm by myself. You know, I'm by myself. And if you say that, then that's what it'll be. Like, I believe in manifestation. Like, if you say that, then that's what happens. But there's always somebody that you can reach out to, and you just have to make sure that it's a healthy person and that you keep healthy people around you. And sometimes it's actions, guys. It's not just, you know, people are not doing things. They're isolating. Please be aware of that if you haven't heard from somebody, or, you know, because those are some red flags, I think. You know, people put red flags out there and people get depressed. People get sad. And I say, if you're sad, you cry, you know, but I'm very big on, you know, I walk a lot. I do yoga. I meditate, do things that will help you release these emotions, you know, validate your emotions, be aware of them, be mindful of them. But know, you know, that, and I always say this with my yoga program, you're never alone. If you got my program or you got me or my girls, like, we're always available for support. Exactly. And I They need a little pep talk. Takes like 5 minutes of your time. And it doesn't necessarily have to be with a mental health professional. So give like a little pep talk to somebody or just say, hey, look, I'm here to listen to you. That's a major thing. Like people, especially when they do feel alone or they're grieving, and I hate to admit to this, but I'm one of those, I kind of keep to myself sometimes because I like, if I'm upset, I walk it out. I listen to music. You know, that's how I get it out, and that's how I keep myself better. And I think it's very, very important for people to understand that. Keep yourself centered. Find ways so that you're not feeling like that all the time. Like I said, it's okay to feel that way, but you also want to find a way, you know, to manage, cope with, deal with, communicate it. And when I said I go walking and do stuff, it's not because I'm lonely. It's just like I've had a lot of losses during this time of the year from about November through February, actually. So it's just, you know, I'm aware of it. And I say, you know what, I'm just going to keep busy. I'm going to do things that are healthy, whether it's get my hair done, get a massage. Do things where you're actively involved, working out, start a new routine, you know, because that will help your mindset. I always say hashtag mindset, you know, I'm very big on that. But whatever it is that's going on, you know, I think it's okay to let people know if you're comfortable with it that, hey, I'm having a hard time, you know, went through this divorce or I'm feeling by myself or... You can tell, too, sometimes people go to parties and they're sitting alone. They're kind of shy. Here's one. They're shy. They feel socially awkward. Maybe they don't know people. You know, I'm one of those. You're probably the same way. We'll walk up and talk to anybody. You know, hey, how's it going? You know, I'm Lisa or whatever. You know, very friendly. And that's when you do that, you'll feel good inside and, you know, you'll meet somebody new or maybe you'll make their day, their evening better. You know, you can tell when you're in a gathering.
Exactly.
When someone's having a hard time.
And I tell you, those things are hitting different on the point. And when she, Lisa did share that, I just want to say, Lisa, you know, I was not always the one that would go forward. I was drawn to the people that talk loud, but I was a lot shy for many years. It took time for me to get to the point to be where I am today, and that's a blessing to be able. When we're talking about loneliness, first of all, some people got to understand that loneliness is truly a personal concept.
Yeah.
See, people don't understand that. That's a personal concept because what you see that makes you lonely may not make others lonely. Because, you know, you think about some people, you know, don't need a lot of social action to be happy and healthy. There's some people need a lot of social. That's for example, if you work in an office, and I remember an individual telling me they're in the office during COVID. It was working, but they couldn't come out of the office and go and fraternize with anybody else and socialize, however you want to call. But there was always somebody walking the hallway, the same person at least 20 to 30 minutes each hour because they have to be around people. So the pandemic kind of put a true light on a lot of that because if they feel like they have to sit in that office all day without seeing somebody, they become lonely. See, it's a personal concept. And it's a concept that allows you, if you're able to interact with individuals, it might make you happy or not. So we have to always keep it in mind. When we're talking about mental health, we got to understand that our mental well-being is very important.
Yes, it is.
Don't take it for granted. That's why all the well-beings you need to be able to be mature in each one of them so you can operate all phases of life. one of the biggest struggles with relationship is there someone as a partner in that relationship lack in one of the areas of their well-being. And it could lead to some things that might not be impactful to you, but right. it's impactful to others. So it creates a mental situation where you need to address that so you can be healthy. If you
Absolutely.
Do that, so loneliness can lead to that. So we have to always keep that in mind. When we talk about mental health, during this time of the year, you got anxiety, you got stress. You got all of the things that you think you would encounter this time of year. But it didn't come about because of the holidays. This is something you've been dealing with, but it began to come to light more so during the holidays. And you have to address them. And you have to make sure you get the right support. And don't be afraid of the support. You can even go around a crowd of people. Listen, there's some people she mentioned it. Go around, they still feel lonely while they sit up there. You know, they won't say nothing to anybody. They say, well, I'm just here just to be here. Whenever you go somewhere and meet someone in a large crowd of people and you talk to them, they're just here because, you know, the mayor invited me. I really don't want to be here.
Yeah.
They're not functioning well in that social setting. And they're not excited. They're not comfortable. It gives them great stress for them because they know I can't operate. I can't maneuver. So they would rather be alone where it's a comfort zone for them. So during the holidays, we can't always say that's the reason people are lonely. Our people and our mental capacity and our mental well-being is affected year-round. It's not a certain time of the year that we can say it only happened during this time.
And something else I want to jump in and say, getting drunk at an event is not going to take your loneliness away, guys. It's going to increase depression. I don't know if people know alcohol is a depressant. And a lot of times people get drunk and they start crying or they've had too much to drink and it turns into a huge problem or fights ensue. So I'm not saying don't drink, but kind of monitor. It's not gonna take anything away. It just masks everything.
Exactly.
There's other things that, you know, you could be doing, but I know, you know, alcohol, you know, sales go up at the time of the year. They've probably been going up since COVID, but I like to call it. But don't go in somewhere getting wasted and thinking, well, then I'll be more social. If you're not a social person, it's okay. If you're a quiet person, you're a shy person. Or the other good thing is we got football on Christmas.
Oh yeah, all
this
over the holidays.
We got football. New Year's, you got a bunch of bowl games coming up. Even if you're not a sports person, watch. You got movies. You know, you can always find something else to do when you are in a social setting. But, you know, it's also nice. One of my friends, she always says, it's good to get dressed up. You know, we haven't really been dressed up and gone out, and I'm guilty of it too. We haven't been dressed up and gone out. You know, you used to dress up and go to parties, and, you know, now it's a lot of things have changed, you know, over the past couple of years. But do things that will help you to feel good, even if it's going to cost you a little bit of money.
Exactly.
Put it on your card. It'll come back to you.
Exactly.
That money will come back to you. It's worth it at the end of the day, and it'll make you feel good if you do something nice for yourself.
Exactly. And that's awesome right there. Those are some great tips, and we want you to definitely take those tips. I want to give a shout-out to Captain 1991 joining us. Thank you for taking time to be a part of it. Also, a shout-out to Jacqueline Davidson that's joining us as well. I want to give her a shout-out, and I think she joined us a little bit earlier, and I'm just trying to go back to it. But we want to make sure we we really offer an opportunity. Some of the things Lisa said is so important, because we're talking about loneliness and how it may have a bearing on your mental health. You got to work on mental health year-round, because your support, you know, don't just stop. I think about my support through counseling. You know, I have a session tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning, and I do it twice a month. So it's not just for the holidays. It's year-round. Yeah, so it needs to be where you get that support. And this is how you can cope with the loneliness, because you begin to embrace your feelings of loneliness. See, through support and through counseling, you begin to embrace your feeling of loneliness. It's all right to embrace your feelings. There's nothing wrong with that. So let's not get so, let people say, okay, that so you lonely, that's your problem. No.
Don't say that.
You know,
don't shame people. Please don't shame people. That's like the first.
Exactly.
People shame people, and don't shame people for where they're at, how they're feeling. It makes things worse, and then it makes them feel more like, hey, I reached out, but then you said this to me, and don't, you know, and you don't, and the other thing, Dr. Lowe, a lot of times you don't know what people are carrying, you know, with them, or when they walk into a room, what are they bringing in with them? Why are they feeling lonely? Like, you know, that's something else to look at.
Exactly.
You know, I think many of us, if we could go back and, you know, if I could see my grandmother again, or, you know, a close friend of mine, she passed, tomorrow's the anniversary date. But, you know, it's you know, we think about these things. So don't have regrets, and just make sure relationships that you do have, keep them close to your heart.
Yeah.
That helps. And don't, you know, don't get so wrapped up and caught up in things, and let people know how you feel about them, you know.
Exactly.
Very meaningful to have conversations with people, because like I said, you know, Kirstie Alley, we saw that. She just died suddenly.
Yes.
And it's like, you know, we don't know her personally, but it's sad for her kids, it's sad mm-hmm. for her family, and You just don't know, like I said, what people are bringing in or why they're feeling the way that they're feeling. And, you know, everybody wants to feel loved, right?
Exactly.
Everybody wants to know that they're loved and cared about.
That's it. That's why it's so important to be able to work on yourself year-round. Understand that, you know, your inner self is more important than the outer self.
Yeah.
You make sure you spend time being able to self-love yourself.
You gotta love you.
You know, being able to truly think about how can I can be better as mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and financially. All the well-beings are the way you can really, really put yourself in a good position. And when we get to this thing about during the Christmas time, just make a few calls. Make a few phone calls is how you're going to, you know, you really can cope with the loneliness during Christmas. But you're helping somebody else you call, because you don't know whether they're lonely or not. You don't know
right.
what mental state they're in. But when they hear your voice, there's a different tone out of you because they're out of them because they're able to chat with you. You know, send thank you. Send something like, I'm thinking of you.
Yeah,
you know, little thing.
Remember we talked about cards, like,
yes.
So you can send them in the mail, you can send them online now. Just, you know, I'm behind, I haven't started anything yet, but I promised that this week, that I would, you know, start doing some of my stuff. But even just sending somebody a handwritten
there you go.
Note,
yes,
you know,
sir.
It's very meaningful. You know, and I'll tell you what I love is when I've been joking with the kids, I said, don't forget my birthday is the 24th.
Yeah.
And so I said pictures.
Because mm-hmm.
I love when the kids, and I saved since 1994,
mm-hmm.
I have two containers. I saved every single picture any child has ever given me.
Awesome.
And yeah, because I love that. I love when the kids, and I know today Miss Michelle was teaching, and she did a really cool project with the kids so that they could take it home to their families. Mm-hmm. And you don't know what some of these families, what families are going through, but even encouraging things like that, it helps.
Exactly.
It helps people to feel better. So you never know, one little small gesture, one little small, even when I have the kids make bracelets, I said, think about, do you want to keep it? And the kids were like, no, I want to give it to my mom or my friend or my sister. And when you do stuff like that, it really, it makes a huge difference, and it's unexpected. And you don't know, a gesture like that, pay for somebody's coffee when you're in line.
You know,
you don't know, you could be making their day, you know, just by doing something like that. You know, there's so many things. And I'm going to say one other thing. Don't hold on to anger.
Yep.
Don't hold on to anger.
I love
it. It gets you nowhere. It causes inflammation. It causes anxiety. If you're angry, find a way to find the peace with it. Don't sweat the small stuff.
Exactly.
You know, and even reach out to someone you haven't talked to in a couple years, maybe. You just don't know, you know.
Exactly. And Lisa hitting on some awesome things, because a couple things I was going to share is you let somebody know you haven't forgotten them.
Yep.
You know, just because you hadn't talked with them, I hadn't forgot about you, and I still care. I still want to, you know what happened, whether, you know, with you and how positive or regardless of how it is, making sure you let people know that you truly, truly, from your heart, you love them. You know, people always say, when you're always in the show with it, you know, I love you and everything, you do, but you can't. I don't know how far that's going to go with someone, but to me, it means a lot to me to hear. So I like being able to say it. So place love at the head of your life. Place kindness at the head of your life. Have some compassion.
Thank you. Empathy.
It would shift the lives of strangers you don't even know. Have, you know, be able to send out abundance of peace. Let people know if we're going through some rough times now. It's like we're divided at war with each other. Understand that we don't control what peace come about. God know when he wants his people to become humble. What we have to keep in mind, I'm going to be kind to you. I'm going to show you I care. I'm going to show you that I have love for you. That brings about peace. Then every now and then, if I can give you a virtual hug, that's a hug. That means a whole lot. These are some. There you go. She's doing right. The heart. She's showing the heart. Because it means
something. My boys, too, they all. And I like when there's race involved with it, because it makes me feel like the kids are trying to create some kind of unity. Like, I had two boys today. One was black and one was white. And when they were in the post, it was. And I'll post tomorrow, I promise. I haven't posted. But it was, we were just watching, and the other kids were watching, and I said, see, this is how life should be.
Mm-hmm.
You see how the boys just connected, just like that.
Yep.
It really made my heart, you know, I felt good, and the counselor felt good, and the kids. And then it was contagious, and the other kids were doing it. And I said, this is how things should be. We should be more unified, because I think we've gone like this, and everything is, you know,
mm-hmm.
religion, race, politics,
it needs to
stop. And that's going to lead me to one thing. Don't talk about politics at the holidays, guys, because it's a touchy subject for a lot of people. It's very emotional. Try to avoid certain topics of conversations. Keep it light. Talk about happy things. Like I said, put movies on. There's all sorts of holiday movies on right now. And, you know, but try to avoid things that are negative, you know, negative conversations. And don't go in the corner talking about so-and-so who's there. And then, you know, don't, you know, just be grateful with who you're with and who you're spending your time with.
And that's what it's all about. We're talking about during the holiday season, you know, loneliness do come into play. But if you just take some of the things that we share tonight, hopefully they'll put you in the right place. Just what you do is send out abundance of love, peace, and virtual hugs. Do that for the holiday. Set that as your goal for someone that you only know whether they are lonely or not, because we can put masks on. But if you send that, that's why it's so important. As I say, Lisa always said, you know, I do it at the end of the show and I show y'all heart and I always give you those L's up because that's where I feel, because I know it makes a difference for me and I know it makes a difference for you. All right, Lisa, let me give a shout out to a couple people that's joined us and we are at the end of the hour beyond. It's me, Mario, 1914, number 586 of Attorney Incorporated. We have, I'm going to say, Nika to Whiskey 777, and she sends a heart. Thank you so much. We do appreciate, they send a heart. I can't say exactly who it is. So thank you so much for sharing it. It's been awesome. Now, we're getting close to the holiday. Next week is going to be the last week for a lot of school systems and our children and our adults to be at home for the holiday. Please take care of yourself. Make sure you focus on some things that's going to keep you happy and your family happy. We always talk about on our Monday night show, we're going to do it block by block. We mean family by family, house by house. You take care of your house to keep everybody in the right frame of mind. Be steadfast. And as the holidays continue to approach, remember, have peace, joy, and love in your heart, but also allow it to just seek out of your heart into everybody around you.
And
Lisa, your closing remark.
One, I want to, are we talking again before the holiday or no?
No, we're not going to talk before the holiday.
All right. I want to wish everybody, if you need us, we can be.
Yes.
I want to wish everybody a very good holiday, no matter what you celebrate. Take time for yourself. Take time for other people. Like I was talking about anger and being mad at people and grievances, try to find a way in your heart to, I'm getting emotional, try to find a way to let that go, because you just don't know. And you want to make sure that the time that you're spending is with the right people, and that, you know, you're keeping your space clean, you're keeping, you know, positive things, set goals. You should be setting goals all year, not just for the new year. But, you know, just keep in mind, like, everybody's going through their own journey and their own struggles right now. And just, like I said earlier, you never know what somebody's bringing into a room, bringing into, you know, a space, whether inside, outside, whatever it is. Just try to be mindful of other people and give your time, because that's the best gift you can give anybody. Giving time, spending time. I think I mentioned that Monday. It's a gift that is non-refundable. You keep it forever, and it has memories. You know, so just whatever it is you're doing, make sure you're doing, taking care of you. Don't go into things like, I don't want to do it. Go in with a good attitude, even if it's something that maybe you totally don't want to do. Sometimes we do have to do things that maybe we don't want to do, but use your time wisely. Have a good new year. Mindset, I always say hashtag mindset. and hashtag we got this. We should be more unified than what we are. Dr. Lowe is right. We try to find ways to, if you don't agree on everything, agree to disagree. And just make sure you're communicating and tell people how you feel. I think that's really, let people know how you're feeling, how you feel about them. And yeah, just make it a good holiday. I know I'm having a little get-together Saturday with some of my school people, so I'm looking forward to that. And yeah, try to do things that are uplifting. And before I let Dr. Lowe go, volunteering, like what Lauren was saying, donating a meal to somebody, dropping a meal off, pay it forward. You know, you'll feel good inside. And again, self-care, take care of you. Spend time with your family. You only got one family.
Exactly. Awesome. Awesome, Lisa. I don't have to say a whole lot of words, but you know, I will, but I'm always put it up. It's truly how I feel. Truly love you from my heart. And our hashtag, as always, as we close out, hashtag responsible. Be responsible over the holidays. Be responsible for yourself and for others. Keep on grinding, because we know we're going into a new year. 23 is coming fast, approaching. No matter what happened in 22, you can't change it, but you can make a difference in 23, which is less than a month time. We have to actually see January 1st. Communicate with other individuals. We communicate for understanding. Talk with people. Share things with them. Call someone during the holidays. It'll make you feel better as well. Visit someone. Visit that elderly. You know, my organization, we're going to be giving away throwaway blankets to the elderly for Christmas.
Oh, God bless.
We're also giving away 100 meals to the individuals in a county that wants to come to this certain restaurant. We're going to pay for it. Southern Cuisine Breakfast is going to be. And we're giving
That's
away
awesome.
Toys and bikes for Christmas to children and needy families. See, God bless you to be in a position to do things. So as I talk about getting your Cash App or getting your PayPal and Venmo and Zelle and all those accounts, and, you know, God bless me to make sure we give you a love offering, something to put in your pocket. And that's what it's all about. With WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're blessed, and we truly want to wish you a happy,
happy and healthy,
happy and healthy holiday season. God is so good. He has blessed us to see one more time. Keep doing what's right. Love your family. And truly, truly, because as I close out all my shows, and I'm emphatic about saying this, I always pause when I do it. I love you. You're about to have an awesome holiday, and we'll see you.